This recording, Turkey 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. And she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her eyesight. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. She warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born on November 10th, 1982, in Mersin, which is a coastal city in Turkey. It gets very hot in Mersin, especially in summer. Can't stand to walk in the streets. But I lived most of my life in Erzurum, which is a small and nice city at the very east of Turkey. It has a strong cold climate, and once it snows, it won't go away, and you would see the snow for like 7 months. During the whole year. So in Turkey you would come across different climates in different regions, which makes it a really interesting country. And I studied elementary, middle school, and high school in Erzurum. And when I was in high school, I participated at a foreign exchange student program. And I went to high school for 1 year in Topeka, Kansas. I had a very different experience during my stay in the States. I was exposed to the American culture, had learned lots of new things, and improved my English, and so on. In Turkey, the English language is given a lot of importance. They start learning English from very young ages. For instance, I started learning English since elementary school, but we just basically repeated the same subjects until high school, and in high school it was just a bit more advanced. Actually, learning English for Turkish people is very difficult because it's a different language altogether. And when I went back to Turkey, I took the university exam and moved to Istanbul to study university, and I'm currently studying master's degree in civil engineering industry. Istanbul is the largest city in Turkey, and it's also the best known city in Turkey for foreigners. The second largest one is Ankara, which is at the same time the capital city. Turkey's not a very well-known country for most people, but it's one of the European countries and has the largest area. That's all.